Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus join Blake and Adam for the all-new season of The Voice tonight, followed by the special premiere of The Good Place on NBC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I need just an RCH increase in my headphone volume. There you go. Thank you.
That's technical.
Never email me and say, what is RCH? Because I will not respond. It's not nice. It's not nice. And it's an expression that I heard.
I don't think it's industry. It's an industry.
You don't think it's dirty?
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't say not nice. It's not disparaging to anyone.
No, one of the letters is for a word that's...
It's an industry term.
In any circles, considered...
But that word is not really used...
You know what you're doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We'll never be able to explain what you're explaining.
I can explain it. My
now here to explain RCH is Dan Strauss.
Well, the R and the C and the H, but the C would be considered my ex-wife.
Oh, now they're going to wonder what the R and the H are.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, you can do the R.
Here, we've gotten ourselves in something here.
Yeah.
The first time I heard it was when I learned to fly, and my instructor said, all right, he said, you just want to increase the throttle just an RCH. And I said, what? And he said, you got to be kidding. You know what that means? I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he told me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he meant was just a slight, ever so slight bump of the throttle. It could also be a reference to just the tiniest bit of space. Just scoot it over just an RCH.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I'm not saying this is acceptable or that I condone it, but it's a...
You can Google it.
It's a term.
If you put RCH in...
Yeah,
Google
it.
I just checked.
Don't email me. And it's... I'm not...
Very small unit of measurement. Mm-hmm. That's what it means.
And it comes from the fact that they say that redheads and blondes, their hair is finer and not as thick.
Well, I think you just...
Yeah.
Well,
I think red hair.
We might as well.
Two letters.
Well, you can say
they have
red.
It all now.
Let's take a moment to say, first of all, welcome everybody to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Happy birthday to Laclede Cab. We, the three of us, just came from the Laclede Cab headquarters, which nobody could miss but me. Now, let me explain something to you. I am, and you guys don't know, as Paul Harris says, the rest of the story. I am
that
the,
was Paul Harvey that said that.
Yeah.
I'm the worst at finding. I can't find anything. So I knew where Laclede Cab was, 600 South Vandeventer. That's their headquarters. I looked at a map and I Googled. I thought, well, shoot, this is easy. I get off Vandeventer, go, right there it is, right there on the left. I completely drove by it. I went down to Boyle or something. I realized that I have to have gone by it. So I turned around and came back. And I looked up and I thought, how could I have ever missed this? It's a whole bunch of red cars.
Yes, they are all sitting right outside the...
Mm-hmm.
So we go in, and we had a very nice, happy birthday sort of celebration. Laclede Cab has been around 70 years this year. But 20 years ago today, a guy named Dave McNutt... Mm-hmm. Come on!
Hey, come on!
It's his name.
He doesn't like that.
He doesn't like that. Purchased Laclede Cab... and finalize the deal, close the deal on this very day, September 19th, 20 years ago. So congratulations, Dave, and happy birthday, Look Lead Cab. Hello to Sally. Sally is one of about 10 female drivers for Look Lead. Quick little bit of statistics on Look Lead Cab. A terrific company, by the way. 190 vehicles, 160 drivers, and you're always welcome to apply to drive for Look Lead Cab. But let me tell you something. If you're going to drive for Look Lead Cab, you better be at the top of your cab driving game. You better not stink. You better be polite. And you better know what you're doing, or you're not going to work for Look Lead Cab. It's not just any run-of-the-mill cab company. As we got ready to leave, Dan and Peon left first, and I got in my car. Now, Dave McNutt, not 5 minutes earlier, had said, Frank, when you pull out of here, turn left.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I turned right. After
you
he said
right?
Turn left, he says, because right down there, and he pointed, he said, right there, see it? 40 West. You jump right on there. I said, goodbye. Thank you. And in front of everybody, I pulled out and I turned right. I don't get 200 feet. My phone's ringing. It's Dave McNutt. As I'm making a U-turn, I said, I just answered it like this. I said, I know. I'm an idiot. You don't even have to tell me. I'm an idiot. And I hung up. And then I'm horrible.
And it was easy.
No,
it
it's
was
not.
Right there.
You don't understand. There's something wrong with me. I can't. I don't know where I am most of the time. I can't get anywhere. I don't get it. But happy birthday.
You need OnStar.
Look Lead Cab. I have a navigation
system.
Yeah,
you have your phone now.
There's no excuse for it.
I have OnStar on my car specifically for the turn-by-turn navigation.
Because with your phone, you can't use...
Yeah.
With your sight, you need an audio.
And it tells
But even the apps have voice.
Yes. Yeah, they do. But this one...
No, that's great.
When it says... In 200 feet, turn right on whatever street it is, it beeps to where you're supposed to turn. It goes beep, beep.
Now, Laclede has a tremendous GPS system. And we got to go, and this is something very few people are allowed to do. We got the security clearance. Mm. We got to go behind the scenes.
That's right.
At Laclede Cab and see the dispatcher's screens. Did it not look complicated? I mean, it's not. I couldn't do it.
No.
That's a lot to keep up with. So,
And at any given point, they can pull up a map and see where every cab is.
They know where everybody is. So hats off to everybody at Laclede Cab. And just a quick reminder to those of you listening who might be about my age and your parents are older. Older people, they're not going to use a smartphone or a computer to get a ride. They're just not. Even though the Laclede Cab has a great app, they're not going to use it. They're going to call the old-fashioned way, call a cab. And here's my suggestion to you. I have a mother-in-law who's 85 who lives here. My dad's 90. He can't drive. He can't even take a cab. He can't go anywhere. He's in a nursing home. But for people like my mother-in-law, and we're getting close to the time where we're going to have to mention this to her, driving is not easy, even though she can still drive. And she's uncomfortable and nervous a lot. She doesn't like to drive at night. Here's a solution. About once a week, why don't you treat your mom or dad or both? You can buy gift cards or vouchers for Laclede Cab, good for whatever amount of money. And then the peace of mind, and I know that there are plenty of you that have the money for your mom or your dad or for both of them that... once a week they treat themselves. She goes to the hairdresser, or goes shopping, or go to dinner. Let the Cleed cab take them and pick them up, bring them home. It's safer, and it's, why run the risk of them having an accident and then losing their license? Because the less driving, the better. It's just a smart idea, and they do it a lot for smart people who think ahead. Well, let me think. It might cost a few bucks, but it's worth it if it can keep mom or dad from having an accident, especially when they get to the point where they lose the driving privilege. That's a huge deal to older people. Oh, my goodness, I lost my freedom. No, you just have a Laclede cab. Pick up where you left off. They'll do the driving. And you might want to plan a little better so that you only have to go out a couple times a week. It's a suggestion. That's all. Laclede Cab, 314-652-3456. Had the same number forever and ever and ever. So, again, happy birthday to Laclede Cab. We had some good barbecue. I'm not going to mention the place because I don't know if they advertise or not, but they roasted a pig. They did a whole pig. And it was good. The coleslaw was good. The company was good. And now we're back here. And in case you don't know what day it is, and sometimes I don't, not only do I not know the date, you've all heard me end the show with, hey, have a great, what day is this? Oh, yeah, a Monday evening, everybody. But it is Monday. It is the 19th day of September, which to many of us is just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Was it 3rd of June? No, that's, wait a minute.
No,
that's right. It's 3rd of June.
Yeah.
When will I ever get it? Does anybody have anything to say?
No.
I do.
All right. This is Eon, the peon, fresh back from Laclede Cab. What do you have?
Thank you very much. We've talked about this before, but I found a list that actually would be a good idea of things that should be taught in school and are not. Not nine skills that you could use in your adult life.
I bet I agree with every one of these.
And
as opposed to the things they teach you, you will never
exactly
do, like algebra,
like or geometry or trigonometry.
Well,
if
geometry,
you go, if you're an engineer, only if you're an engineer, though. I think most of that stuff with all the angles and sine and cosine,
of it,
and
you won't.
Yes, but basic math, I think, well, almost everybody can use. But and I'm sad to say, most of these, I still at almost 40 years of age.
Can we add? Can we throw chemistry in there too? Because I don't think you use most of what you learn in chemistry. You don't.
No, unless you go into the field where that uses that.
Yeah,
no.
Not making.
I've never needed a compass, not the navigational compass, but the mathematical compass.
Sharp point thing with
my entire adult life. I've never needed that.
Neither have I. Mm-hmm. Or slide rule.
So the first one, first aid. And I'm sad to say I do not know any first aid.
Should
CPR.
Absolutely be taught.
I unfortunately do not.
I agree.
And I've procrastinated. I need to learn, especially with having a young kid.
CPR and Heimlich. The proper way to do a Heimlich.
That's what it says here. CPR, Heimlich, as well as other basics like identifying an allergic reaction, making a splint, preventing infection, and bandaging a wound.
When they say CPR, does that include mouth-to-mouth?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think CPR,
That's...
And then there, it's different for little kids, too. You have to learn a different CPR for them.
That could be a tough call, that CPR. Let's say, for example...
You're saying you maybe would rather not have that knowledge, so you would never be asked...
Well, if you don't know it, it gets you out of having to put your mouth on the mouth of somebody, let's say, like... who's one of the most disgusting?
Rosie O'Donnell. Somebody with...
Somebody disgusting.
Horrible mouth infection with weeping gums.
Or Whoopi or the late Abe Vigoda. You know, I can't
thankfully, there are some people out there that would go in. They are brave enough to, no matter what the circumstances.
Because sometimes the person that needs mouth-to-mouth is actually sort of drooling vomit particles.
Or weeping pus out of their gums.
Yes. That's a tough call. That's where you go, you know what? I don't know CPR. Does anybody... Yeah. I don't know. Does anybody
have one of those bag things that the EMTs use when...
as opposed to chest compressions bag? Where not only would I not mind doing that to anybody, I don't care who it is, you would jump to do it for a good, hot, well-built, stacked young woman. I'll handle this. I know chest compression. And you take your time, dude.
And the only thing I know is that apparently the beats of CPR...
The beats go on.
Chest compression is to Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. I've heard that somewhere along the line.
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
There is some beat with that where because
that.
There is a rhythm.
That's good to know.
Next one, home repair.
Oh, I agree.
And basic plumbing. I said, this is another one where...
Basic electricity.
It said, while most of us know how to unclog a toilet or hang a picture, far fewer of us can fix a drippy sink or change an air conditioner filter or hang a level set of shelving.
I absolutely agree. This should be a course in high school.
Budgeting.
Yep.
That's another one I'm not very good at.
That should be a course.
Yeah, just balancing a checkbook or creating a budget with, you know.
Which you don't have to do anymore.
No, checkbook especially, yeah.
It balances itself.
But still, you need to, you know,
keep
figure out what income is going in.
It's like, and you'll relate to this, it's like bowling. You don't need to know how to keep score in bowling.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, right. No.
No.
Yeah.
Which I never was good at. When you had to do it the old-fashioned way,
yeah.
And write down an X and carry a number.
Oh, yes. No, it took some
you know, they didn't.
Car repair, the next one.
I agree.
Nowadays, anybody...
In Dion's case, how about a high school course on car washing?
Yeah. Anyone that used to kind of be like the shade tree type mechanic that would go out and change plugs,
yes.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
It's not... Yeah, most cars don't really need that kind of maintenance anymore.
No.
Swimming is the next one. This is one I can say I actually
every kid
know how to do, but it said roughly 4,000 people die every year from accidental drowning, just and most are under the age of 14.
Hmm.
So just that should be something. I don't know how you teach it in schools without a pool, but...
That would be tough.
Self-defense is the next one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just teaching kids how to protect themselves, how to prevent bullying.
Well, here's the problem with that. In today's world, that's encouraging violence. That's how they look at that. Self-defense is violent.
Well,
no, that's how screwed up we are.
Yeah, there are ways to protect yourself just by, it says here, how to, you know, identify dangers on the street, how to react in an emergency. So most of it's preventative, not where you're on the offensive.
But that did happen to my son. My youngest son, Tyler, was in high school, and he had long hair, and this guy would come up behind him and yank on his hair. And he would yell at the guy, and the guy would laugh and run off and stuff. So he ended up telling his science teacher, and the science teacher said, well, there's nothing I can do if I don't see anything.
No.
If I don't see it.
Such a wuss, his teacher.
And so then he actually talked to the principal about it. And I knew who the principal was, and he talked to him, and the principal basically said the same thing. You're going to have to come up to us when this happens.
That's impossible.
So it happened again, and it kept happening, and the principal, they said, well, there's nothing we can do because we didn't see it happen. So I told him, I said, here's what you do. Just haul off and deck the kid.
Knock his teeth out.
The next time he does it, deck him. He goes, I'll get suspended. I said, I know. I know you'll get suspended. I'll come in and I'll explain to them why I told you to do that.
But did you ever have it actually happen?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, yeah. He turned around and decked the guy.
Yeah.
And the guy never touched him again. And he got suspended. And I went in and talked to the principal and told him this is crap. So he lightened the suspension.
Yeah.
Because
here's where you and I are different. There should never have been 1 hour of suspension. Because they threatened to suspend my son, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that is not going to happen.
How has this bully not been suspended?
I said, that is not
going to
happen. You're not going to suspend anybody. And they didn't. That's where we're a little bit different there. I agree with you, but no, you're not going to suspend my son for defending himself when the other kid threw the first punch.
Yeah.
That's part of what's wrong with this country.
Yeah.
Next one, cooking.
I agree.
I didn't learn this a bit later in my adult life. But
when I was in high school and grade school, if a boy took some kind of cooking class, you were sissy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the difference.
Yeah, you had to take shop class.
I could not agree more. I wish I knew, since I happen to marry someone who does not cook, I wish I knew how to
make some basic things.
Yeah.
Just
how to make meatloaf or something.
Last two, how to file taxes. That I'm sure for a young adult who does not have help, I guess most of the time you get.
And I'll tell you why. If you go to somebody who really knows what they're doing, they know things you might not know.
Oh,
they can save you money. I don't think doing your own tax is a good idea.
They know the laws and the new laws that just came in. And
the last one is coding. And this now more than ever, writing code for computers.
That
is.
I agree.
Leads to so many different careers.
You know how
nowadays,
many people like me don't even know what that means?
Right.
But I do agree. How about this? Just a basic, I want to say basic class on computers, but by the time somebody's in high school, kids already know all that.
Oh, right. Kids know.
They'll know.
Archie will know how to mess with, he probably already does mess with the phone a little bit and mess around with an iPad or something like that.
Tablet, yeah.
Yeah, tablet. Kids are like
smart. But I thought that was a good list. But unfortunately, probably none of those things. They're more focused.
Here were your options when I was in school. And I regret that I didn't take, it was called shop Dan, you remember? And there was a guy with like a missing finger.
Do they still have that? I went to private school, so we didn't have...
I don't know if they do or not.
We didn't have home ec or shop or anything.
We had home ec and shop, and I wish I had taken shop. Just the basics of this is a handsaw, this is a circular saw, here's a miter box, which I never knew what that was. So you're not completely stupid.
I think they lump it into, nowadays, they lump it into the cooking class and different things like that. It's like a big old home ec type of thing.
Oh, while we're at it, here's a great idea for gifts for newlyweds. Get them and this is not expensive, a basic tool set.
Yeah.
Screwdriver, set of flatheads, set of Phillips, ratchet set, socket set. They make tremendous full sets of tools. I mean, for $100, you can get the socket, open-end wrenches, monkey, I mean, all kinds. That's a great idea because everybody needs a basic toolbox.
Yeah.
That was it. That was all.
But they're not like you two guys. Most of the guys that will marry somebody probably has a bunch of tools.
Probably.
And knows how to use them.
We turn to Dan Strauss. Dan, what do you have?
Thank you so much.
You want to break and take, come back and take?
Yeah, we can.
Let's just do this, just to keep people on the edge of their seats. We'll take a break, because everybody wants to hear what Dan offers.
I went and saw a sporting event.
I said we were going to take a break.
No, I was going to tease. I was going to tease a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
I went and saw a sporting event that I have never been to before.
Oh, that's a good tease. Mm. Yeah. That'll keep them. Nobody's going anywhere now.
Mm-mm.
Coming up, Dan Strauss and his contribution about a sporting event he went to that he had never been to before. But first, a word from Matheny Heating and Cooling directed at all of us who would have thought that here, the second half of September, we would not need air conditioning to the degree we needed it. Not so fast. Bumping 90 degrees this week. Hot. Crotch pot hot. I watched a Good Morning Vietnam. My wife and I watched it this weekend. Hadn't seen it for years, and that's where the crotch pot hot came from. Crotch pot hot. Meaning he had made reference to it so hot inside your shorts, your crotch was sweaty. You could cook something in there if you dropped it in your pants. It is crotch pot hot, but thank goodness there's Matheny Heating and Cooling. 74 years. They've been working on heating and cooling systems, and they work on any brand, any make, any model, any type, any size, any age. They have people qualified to service those and work on those and replace those. The only stipulation is you need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, either part of either of those counties. Sorry, everybody else, but hey, that's where they're licensed to do what they do. Matheny Heating and Cooling is a family business, now a third generation of Matheny's in place. And I really do believe that if you'll just honor one simple request, and that is give them one chance to come out and service your system. That's all. Just one. It will turn into, well, it'll turn into a relationship with you and them that lasts as long as you're around or as long as they're in business. It's that company that, one of those companies that when you find them, you think to yourself, well, never again will I have to ask around. Who should I call? I wasn't happy with the last people. That's over. But you're going to be very happy with Matheny Heating and Cooling. Website is easy. As easy as the name. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
We just have one incident right now. It's an accident on westbound 70 after 5th Street that's got the right lane blocked, and your jam pretty solid approaching the Earth City Expressway. Eastbound 40 downtown, heavy from 141 up through 270. Got westbound 40 drivers hitting the brakes right at Kings Highway. That goes through McCausland. And southbound 270, a slow stretch between Page and Olive. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most. And right now, it's a great time to stock up and save with the Buy More, Save More event happening in stores. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
to the 20, to the 10, to the house.
This is Howard Richards. Join us this Saturday for Mizzou football as the Tigers host the Delaware State Hornets on the Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. The kickoff is at 3.
Touchdown, Missouri.
We are Mizzou.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Karastan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make month of October National Karastan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cashback rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hello? A steady drip, drip, drip under your toilet tank has sent you to the Super Mega Box Store for a solution.
Hello?
But your fruitless search makes your frustration level rise faster than the water on your bathroom floor.
What's somebody got to do to get some help around here?
You should have gone to the experts at Schnars Hardware.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Where you get all the assistance you need from people who actually know what they sell.
Sounds like a compression ring leak.
Oh.
We could sell you a new hose, but first, why don't you tighten up the old one and see if it stops leaking?
If you don't need it, we won't sell it to you at Schnars.
I like that.
The advice is free, but if you do need something, Frank Blair and the expert staff will help you find it. So why go to the Super Mega Box Store to be ignored?
Hello?
When you could get real customer service by people who really know what they sell.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, inviting you to come by our store, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnars.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnars Hardware.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in-store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase. Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss. But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach. Why? One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
Coming up, Dan Strauss's contribution to the Burke segment and an update on the CPR thing. Apparently, the new CPR instructions do not include mouth-to-mouth, and I kind of hate to hear that. Mm-hmm. Because we've all seen those women that we kind of wish would struggle in the pool so we could get them out and give them mouth-to-mouth. Apparently, that's not part of it anymore. If you give me a moment, I would like to remind everybody when you're in an accident, and the average, this is for the United States, according to the insurance companies, the average person has to take a car into a body shop every 7 years. So whether that's you or you're in more often than that because you have somebody in the family who's a really bad driver, or like you're like my late father-in-law, who I don't think was even in a fender bender till he was in his 60s. He never got a ticket, and he never had an accident. He was a great driver and a careful driver. For the rest of us, there's Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Now, to let you know how good they are, if you know anything about Landoff, Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, very, very, very strict about how their salespeople treat people, how their service people deal with people, and to make sure the body work is perfect, guess who they partnered with? That's right, Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body. Wow. How can you go wrong when a dealer is using Schaefer? You can use them directly, and it's easy. You get in an accident, a couple people you need to call. Probably need to call the police, get a police report. And need to call your insurance company. And you need to call Schaefer. And when you call your insurance company, let them know that you'll be calling Schaefer. Let them know this is where you want the car to go. That's your call. You have the right to do that. And if you ever, and I can't imagine this ever happens, I don't think it does. If the insurance company ever sort of balks at that and goes, well, we'd prefer you use somebody else, you need a new insurance company because there's something going on there. They got a little side business going with this body place. Because if they're looking out for your best interests and the insurance company's best interests, they're going to want the car to go to Schaefer too. Because outside the deductible, they're the ones picking up the tab for this. They want it done right. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 10 locations. You can find them all and their phone numbers at Schaefer, don't forget the C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutobody.com. Now we turn to Dan Strauss, and what is your contribution?
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
We went to a women's rugby game this past weekend.
Why?
Well, we knew someone. My girlfriend Sandy is from Little Rock, Arkansas, and she knew someone.
She knew someone. Married?
No.
You're not married?
No. Huh.
Yeah, she knew misinformed.
Yeah, she knew someone that was coming in from Little Rock, Arkansas, to play in this rugby game out at Lindenwood College.
How big a crowd did that draw?
I don't know. Maybe a couple hundred people. Mm. It wasn't that many. But
that surprises me. It's a big rugby town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what. I do not understand that game at all.
We're not supposed to.
It is the strangest, goofiest, weirdest game, and it's brutal. I mean,
do they call it football, or is it soccer they call football in other countries?
Yes, they call
soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah,
they
rugby
call
is
football.
Rugby.
Help
me out here, because I have no idea. Well, what does the ball look like? I don't even know.
It kind of looks like a football, kind of rounded like a little bit.
Yeah, 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 it's more rounded than oblong. A football, but it's oblong, yeah.
Okay.
And they actually kick field goals, and they score. I don't know where the out-of-bounds was. It's on a football field. I couldn't figure out where the out-of-bounds was, and they only lateral the ball backwards is the way they can move it forwards.
Why did you go to this?
Because
your girlfriend told you to?
Yeah, she told me to.
What's the matter with you? Know what? If you start that, you're setting the stage. If you two ever end up together, you set a precedence. Now she's going to start telling you what to do. You can't do that.
Oh.
If she said, hey, my friend's coming in, she's going to be in a rugby tournament, you go, well, I hope you enjoy it because I'm not going with you. That's what you said.
I said I'd like to go.
Have fun.
I said I'd like to go because I've never seen a rugby match.
Now that you have, would you go to another one?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't get it. I still don't understand. They scored like what you thought was a touchdown or something, and that was 5 points. And then they go to kick like the point after, and that's 2 points. Mm. And then they can kick. I don't know. There's the scrum where they all get together.
That sounds horrible.
But watching them.
That sounds like, well, he's nothing but scrum.
I know. Get all lined up. And it's that big huddle where they're all. And then somebody throws the ball in the middle of it. And you have no idea what's going on in the middle. And all of a sudden the ball comes flying out. And somebody takes it and they start running with it.
Sounds like Andy Griffith describing football.
I know. They beat the crap out of each other.
Protection, like helmets or
no, there's no pad. I think you can wear like leather helmets, but not anything.
Yeah, there's like a leather type of helmet with a little bit of padding, and then they do have some not padding like football players.
But this is women.
Yeah, but there is some padding on their shoulders and some other areas that they have some padding, but
well, hold on,
not that, much.
What are you talking about? Other areas? You
almost
said it
up
like
around the chestal area, okay. And things of that
when
nature.
You hear the word pad, and then somebody says,
you think,
that pad.
Well, that could be too. Yeah, you know, you never know. But it was very
boring. Boring.
It was pretty boring to me, and it's especially
was
boring.
This friend of your girlfriend's. Is she hot? Put him in an awkward. Now you see she's listening. That's it. Now I've got him in an awkward spot here.
Well,
girlfriend's listening.
You can't tell. No, she was.
You can't tell if she's hot.
No, you can't tell because she's out. She has the.
Oh, you didn't see her outside of that game.
No. Huh?
Okay.
No, I saw her just at the game, and that was it.
Okay.
And they have shorts on, but the shorts have some padding in them too, a little bit. So you can't really tell that way if they're hot or not, but
how's the story end?
That's it. That I just
rugby's not fun.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
You just, you try to understand it and you just don't get it.
You try.
I tried to, and we even Googled it and looked it up.
Dan, you know what? Dan, for those of you who don't know Dan is that guy, that accommodating, where everybody else would go, rugby, no thanks. Dan, I'll go see what it's like. That's him. I'm the opposite. I go, no thanks. You're too nice sometimes.
Oh,
did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Let's close to Berks. Now, a couple of things. We're talking about CPR, and Peon mentioned that among several other things they should teach you in high school, CPR is one, and I agree, CPR, basic CPR. But now we hear, and somebody just called who knows a little bit about this stuff, it is not the mouth-to-mouth thing is no longer considered a part of CPR. The other thing Peon mentioned was the song Staying Alive from Saturday Night Fever. You know, ha, ha, ha. So we're going to play it. This is the rate they say you're to compress the chest, and this makes perfect sense to me. Go ahead. Push, 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 push. Make that heartbeat, push, push.
Yeah, they say you want to try to get the heart compressions to be 103 beats per minute, and that's right around
now,
where.
What would really be smart is have your iPod, your headphones, if somebody drops you, go, hang on, let me put on Staying Alive.
Or you could start singing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sitting there doing it.
It's okay.
People walk up and go, why are you singing Staying Alive?
Yeah. Because you want them to stay alive. You want them staying alive.
Staying alive.
You know, I've never known a lot of these words. All we know is the staying alive part. Is that the scene where he's walking down the sidewalk and it's his boots?
Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so, yes.
the great scene. There you go. We just saved a bunch of lives. Let's take a couple of calls. We have a couple of minutes. We'd love to talk to you. I'd give you the numbers, but apparently you know them because all these lines are lit up. We'll do it anyway. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I might real quickly remind you, Jose Hernandez comes in after the 4 o'clock news. If you have any tech questions, TVs, tablets, cell phones, that kind of thing, he's the guy to ask. We will start with John. John, hello, how are you?
Yes,
John?
You know, today is a special day. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I did not know that, John. Anything else?
Yeah, that's quite crippled, but thank you.
I'm sorry, you're quite crippled? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean? How are you crippled?
I've got neuropathy. I've had a stroke on the left side. My eyes are blinded by glaucoma.
Oh, my goodness. John, how old are you?
67.
How old?
67, sir.
My goodness, John. Keep listening to this show because it'll put you in a better mood. Do not listen to that other station, that old folk station. You'll be dead in a week. You understand?
I'd listen
All right.
to the show.
You stay with us. I'm sorry about your condition there, John.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Holy cow. You know, that guy.
Talk like a pirate day.
Yeah, but you talk about a guy who sounds miserable. I don't mean that in a bad way, but that poor guy, 67. Whew. Let's go to, he's smart, though. He's not listening to the other station. If he's listening to the other station, he'd already be dead. Let's go to Barry. Barry, how are you?
Oh, I'm in a great mood today, Frank. Well, you guys always make my day, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Join the club. We're in a good mood, too. How can we help you?
Well, I have some information for you, sir.
All right. Let's go.
On the CPR,
mm-hmm.
as of next year, the kids, in order to get their diploma, will have to take at least 1.5 hour of hands-on CPR.
Now, is this across the country or just St.
Louis? No, here in the state of Missouri. I'm sorry.
State of Missouri. Good for Missouri. For once, being ahead of the pack. Good for them.
So it made the news, and I thought, well, I'd pass it on. Well, and by the way, I did use Laclede Cab one time.
Yeah.
And one thing to neat about them,
mm-hmm.
when you call from a cell phone,
mm-hmm.
they actually send you a text and let you know how long it will be before the cab arrives.
That's great. That's great.
And it's like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, good for them. Good thing.
So I just started passing on. I love Laclede Cab and Schaefer Auto Body and try to use as many sponsors as I can up here.
Well, we love you and not in a sexual way, okay?
Well, that's the same thing.
All right. Thank you, Barry.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, Barry, putting in a plug for Laclede. And what was the other thing you mentioned?
Schaefer.
I have no memory. Yeah, but he mentioned something else. I can't.
Oh, the CPR.
Yeah, Missouri, State
half
of Missouri.
Hour.
Mandatory that you take. Is that it? You take a half-hour course, that's it?
Yeah.
That's all that's required? Crap, how much can you learn in half an hour? Let's see. We can work one more in here quickly. That's going to be Kevin. How are you, Kevin?
How you doing, Frank and gang? AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And thank you to the police officer.
Yes, absolutely. Our golf tournament is this Friday, and it's looking like we're going to have a fantastic day.
Sounds good. Hey, when I was at Normandy back in the day as a student,
mm-hmm.
they actually had a general metals class that I took. And in that class, I learned to weld both with gas and electric. I learned how to, use any kind of power tools and all that. But then we also did a thing where we made a mold. They were like little anvils. We made a mold in sand, melted down some metal, poured it, and then when it finished, we actually had to, sand it down and polish it up.
All right, but Kevin, that was an elective course. You chose to take that course. It wasn't
mandatory. Exactly.
Hey, but our point
but
is,
now, you but should... now it's not even offered.
Well, that's too
I
bad.
Mean, that's the sad part.
That is.
Because especially with Normandy, the kids, they could use that,
I agree.
The way. But yeah, it was a fun class. I mean, we made some stuff. We also did sheet metal work where we had to make stuff and bend the metal and all that, mm-hmm. and It was like they just don't do it anymore. So,
Kevin,
but thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
No problem.
It would have been so beneficial to me if I had had just basic repair, plumbing, electrical, carpentry, just to use basic tools. I wish they had made kids do that, but they didn't. When we were at Laclede Cab earlier, did you see me take the opportunity to pitch Gateway Lock and Security?
Yes.
I never missed an opportunity. We went into the
control rooms.
The brains, of Laclede Cab, and I noticed they had security surveillance cameras. So I took an opportunity to say, hey, if you ever want to upgrade, then you want to get the latest, greatest, and then I dropped the Gateway Lock and Security on them.
And he was open to it a little bit.
He seemed to be. Now let me ask you folks who are listening, are you open to something? Are you open to the idea of not only having the ability to see any and everything that takes place on your property, commercial or residential, but are you also open to the idea of something that could very possibly be a deterrent so that that bad thing never happens? And if you say, no, I'm not, well, I think then you're making a huge mistake. And I think if you're one of these people that go, well, that's never going to happen to us. Nobody's ever going to break in our house. Nobody's ever going to steal from my company, inside job or otherwise. Well, you are very naive. And one of these days, there's a very good chance that you may be taught a lesson, and a lesson that you could have avoided, and that's that something happens, and not only do you not know who's responsible because you had no surveillance video, but it could have been prevented with the right kind of system. You know, a criminal with half a brain who looks up and sees surveillance cameras is going to move on to somebody who doesn't have them. Gateway Lock and Security, my invitation to you is this. Go to their website and take a look at what they do. Everything from keyless entry systems to rekeying all locks to use the same key to, of course, terrific state-of-the-art surveillance cameras, even night vision cameras that can photograph and take video in total pitch black darkness up to 50 feet. There are motion-activated cameras, cameras that run all the time. Everything's captured on a hard drive. It's a smart thing to do. Smart thing to do. Gateway Lock and Security. The website? Easy. If you remember the name, you remember the website. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. About 50 hours after the first bomb